Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an Apache-style jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the advanced way, not by sprinkling on a pad and calling it done, but by turning raw texture into arrangement movement. Think of this as building a living environment around your breaks and bass. The goal is grit, motion, tension, and identity. We want that ritual, earthy, rain-soaked energy that feels like it's breathing around the drums, not sitting politely behind them. Now, before we touch any sound design, let's frame the big idea. In jungle and darker DNB, atmosphere is part of the arrangement language. It tells the listener when a section is building, when the drop is coming, when the groove is mutating, and when to pull back so the low end can hit harder. So every sound we make here needs a job. If it doesn't help tension, transition, punctuation, or contrast, we probably don't need it. First, set up a dedicated atmosphere group. Inside that group, create 3 audio tracks: Atmo Source, Atmo Resample, and Atmo Edits. On Atmo Source, build a short stock device chain. Start with simpler, loaded with something rhythmic or textural. That could be a break fragment, vinyl noise, a field recording, a chopped vocal breath, or a percussive hit. Then add saturator with a moderate drive, just enough to rough it up. Follow that with auto filter, set somewhere between band pass and high pass depending on the source. Then add echo with low feedback and a dark tone, and finish with reverb using a modest wet amount and a controlled decay. The key here is to avoid making something huge right away. We're not aiming for a wash. We're aiming for something that can be printed, edited, and rearranged later. Now route Atmo Resample to resampling. Arm it and record a pass of about 8 bars, maybe 4 if the material is already busy. And this part matters. Don't just let it loop. Perform the sound while recording it. Move the filter cutoff. Nudge up the saturation a little in the second half. Push the echo feedback before the end of the pass. Tiny moves like that create accidental events, and those events are what make jungle atmosphere feel alive. That's one of the biggest advanced moves here. We're not just designing a texture. We're printing a performance. Once you've got that audio recorded, take the resample and slice a new MIDI track. If it's break heavy, use transient slicing. If it's more like a noise bed or a texture, try 1/8 or 1/16 slicing, so you can still control it rhythmically. Now you've got a playable slice rack, and this is where it starts to become musical. Edit the MIDI like you would a drummer, not a pad player. Place little ghost textures before snare hits. Put off-grid slice accents on the end of 2 or the end of 4. Drop in a tiny pickup slice right before bar 1 of the drop. Think in phrases, not just loops. A really solid starting strategy is to make the texture dense in the last 2 bars of an intro, then strip it back during the first few bars of the drop, and bring it back during a switch-up. That contrast is what gives the atmosphere a narrative arc. Next, let's turn part of that material into a controlled jungle bed. Duplicate or resample your slice track onto Atmo Edits, then process it like background environment rather than foreground detail. High pass it so it stays out of the kick and sub area. Add a little redux if you want dirt. Use saturator with soft clipping for body. Narrow the width a bit with utility if it's too wide. Then use a gentle blue compressor to bind it together without flattening the life out of it. The mindset here is important. This layer should sit behind the snare and break, not compete with them. It should feel like room tone, pressure, and motion. If it starts hanging out in the low mids too much, carve it back. In this style, muddy atmosphere is one of the fastest ways to make a track feel amateur. Now let's build the Apache-style hit language. Create a dedicated FX hit rack using stock devices only. You can layer an operator or wave-eatable tone, a chopped percussion or vocal fragment in simpler, and maybe a tom, rim, or wood hit in drum rack. Then shape 2 different behaviors, a dry call and a delayed or filtered response. This is where the ritual feel comes from. The call is punchy and immediate. The response is shadowy, pitched, delayed, or slightly degraded. If you pitch the hit to the key of the track, or even just to a strong harmonic interval, it starts to feel intentional rather than random. Keep the low end out of it, keep the decay short, and let the transient do the work. Place these hits like punctuation. One can land just before a transition, and the response can fall into the next phrase. In DNB, that call and response movement works incredibly well because the drums are already driving so hard. The atmosphere gets to act like a second narrator. Now for one of the most powerful advanced techniques, resampled automation passes. Instead of automating 10 different things across 10 different tracks, make a motion print. Route the atmosphere group to Atmo Resample. Record another pass, and automate the filter, reverb, echo feedback, saturation drive, and width while printing. After that, Shop the resulting audio and use it as arrangement material. You can reverse a tail into a transition. You can pull one great 1/4-bar event and repeat it as a motif. You can fade a distorted burst under a snare fill. This kind of printed motion gives you a texture that feels edited and human, not just programmed. And here's a good teacher tip. When resampling, aim for events, not just texture. A clip tail, a feedback bloom, a strange filter bump, a little burst of noise. Those are the moments that can become hooks. Now let's arrange it properly. Think in sections. In bars 1 to 2, keep it sparse and filtered. In bars 3 to 4, add break fragments and a rising echo. In bars 5 to 6, introduce more tension with the call and response hits. In bars 7 to 8, let the energy peak before the drop. Then, when the drop lands, pull the atmosphere back. Keep only a narrow texture layer. Let the snare and sub lead. Then, after a few bars, bring the motion back in. Not all at once. A chopped fill. A small reversed swell. A hit response after the snare. That kind of subtraction and return is what makes the arrangement feel bigger without actually adding more parts. Also, keep your depth planes clear. Think foreground hits, mid-range motion, and a barely there rear layer. If everything lives in the same space, the atmosphere turns to mush. The foreground is for accents. The mid-range is for movement. The rear layer is for vibe, but it should be subtle. Now let's glue it together with returns. Create two return tracks. One is dark space, the other is dirt delay. On dark space, use reverb, EQ8 to cut the low end, and maybe a tiny bit of chorus if you want width, but keep it restrained. On dirt delay, use echo, saturator, and a filter to darken the repeats. Send slices and hits into these returns sparingly. Don't drown everything in reverb just because it sounds cool in solo. And that's the other big rule here, do not judge atmosphere in solo. It only really matters in context. If it sounds great alone but muddies the drums and bass, it's not doing the job. Do a mono check too. Collapse the width and make sure the core atmosphere still works. If it disappears or gets ugly, that's a sign it was relying too much on stereo smear. In club music, especially in DNB, stereo can be a luxury, but mono compatibility is survival. If the mix gets crowded, reduce atmosphere in this order. Cut the low mids first, narrow the width second, then reduce reverb last. That sequence usually clears space without killing the vibe. A few advanced variations are worth trying while you work. You can make a slice texture loop against the drums at a different length, like 3 bars or 5 bars, so it slowly drifts against the groove. You can duplicate a tonal layer and detune one copy a few cents left and right for a worn halo. You can print a 4-bar pass, reverse it, and use only the last second or two before a drop for a strong inhale effect. Another great trick is transient ghosting. Take tiny snippets of the break attack and place them quietly under snare ghosts. It makes the fills feel more played, more physical, or create a distorted shadow copy. Duplicate the atmosphere, crush it hard, low pass it, and keep it very low in the mix. It can make the main layer feel much bigger without being obvious. When you're arranging the whole tune, remember that atmosphere is not just decoration, it's structure. It can disguise the count-in. It can make the pre-drop feel like the track is approaching from a distance. It can make the drop feel heavier by disappearing just before impact. And it can make a switch-up feel like a new scene instead of just another loop. So the real goal here is this. Build an atmosphere system that changes the emotional shape of the arrangement, not just the texture. As a quick practice target, try building a 16-bar sketch at 172 BPM. Use one break, one field or noise texture, and one short tonal hit. Create the atmosphere group. Resample 8 bars while moving the filter and echo. Slice the result. Make a 2-bar call and response phrase. Then arrange it so the intro is sparse, the middle is thicker, the drop is restrained, and the switch-up gets one printed swell and one reversed hit. Do a mono check. Do a low-cut pass. Then ask yourself one simple question. Does every atmospheric move help the phrase? If the answer is yes, you're not just making ambience anymore. You're making jungle identity. And that's the move. Print it, slice it, place it, and let the atmosphere breathe around the drums like it belongs there.